clever.
It sounds like you have a good part.
The same thing as the I just want to find it.
You can read it offline.
I can hear. I know I put it on.
Bonsoir, mesdames et messieurs. Welcome to this evening's convocation for continuing education. Please give a nice hand for Brian Sand and his quintet. We hope you will have a pleasant and not too long an evening tonight. It should take probably not maybe more than an hour and 15 or 20 minutes for everything. That's roughly the time that we think it will take, at least. And as you hear, the University Piper, Jeff McCarthy, is leading the platform party down the main avenue of the university, and they should be here in about 2 minutes, coming through the same entrance as did the student group. The last people into the tent will be the principal, the chair of the board, and the chancellor. The chancellor will initiate the ceremony by asking you to sit down. I will have, when they enter, ask you to stand up to honor the platform party. And at that time, there will be a singing led by Winston Purdy, of the alma mater of the university. There will be two or three awards and an address at the start of the ceremony, and then at about 6:30, the degrees and certificates will be awarded, and you will start, as you probably already know, from your left upwards on the stage, and I will give you some pointers as to when to get up and when to move forward. So you can look to your right. You will see the platform party with the Dean of the Faculty of Education, Dr. Judith Potter, is the main dean for this particular graduation. So I would ask that you rise. Levez-vous, s'il vous plaît, for the platform party. Merci beaucoup.
Good evening, everyone. I extend the greetings and best wishes of McGill University, its Board of Governors, faculty and staff, to the graduating students, their families, and their friends who are participating in this convocation. Welcome to our splendid downtown campus in the middle of our university, in the heart of the great city of Montreal. We meet today at the very center of what has been an intellectual capital of Montreal, of Quebec, and of Canada for almost two centuries. You are sitting on the grounds where some of the greatest minds in the world have advanced the frontiers of science, the humanities, the arts, and the learned professions, where extraordinary teachers have inspired the generations who followed them, and where the leaders of their own generations gained the insights and confidence that guided them as they set forth on their personal voyages of discovery. I extend in particular our congratulations to those of you who have pursued your studies over a significant period of time, to the point of the achievements reflected in the awards and certificates to be conferred this evening. McGill has always been proud of its commitment to continuing education, and your personal achievements are tangible demonstrations of your own desire to advance your knowledge and skills to be able to play increasingly important roles in our society. We recognize the many sacrifices that you've made, along with your families, having to combine existing responsibilities with the extra challenges of study that has consumed much of the time you would otherwise have spent with your family and friends or recovering from your other responsibilities. Your challenge has, in many respects, been much more difficult than that of the full-time student who can devote his or her full time to studies. You are becoming part of, or you are extending your connection with, a great McGill tradition, and we welcome you to a special and a worldwide family. Your university is a remarkable institution, and I hope that you come to understand, at least in part, how much it has shaped and altered your lives, both academically and socially. This evening, what we celebrate, and it deserves celebration, is merely the passing from one stage to yet another in what should be a lifelong quest for the advancement of your own learning. Remember the day, but keep your eyes on the future. You are works in progress. Par la présence ici aujourd'hui, les gouverneurs et les professeurs de l'Université McGill reconnaissent votre travail et attestent que vous êtes désormais mieux préparé selon des critères objectivement mesurables à aborder les prochaines étapes de votre vie. They are here to bear witness to the fact that over the past few years they have taken your active and inquiring minds and have tried, by sharing their knowledge and experience, to stretch those minds beyond what you might have been able to do unassisted. They hope that you're now at least partially equipped for what you will soon encounter. This is a graduation day for them, as well as for you. They join with your parents, families, and friends to celebrate this ceremonial occasion. That is why today there's an academic procession, why you are gowned, why, in fact, you will be awarded a diploma or certificate, and why there are witnesses who share with you in the confirmation of what you've accomplished. As a parent who has sat on many such occasions where your own parents and family are sitting this evening, I can assure you that they have never been as proud of you as they are right now. Nous vivons bien sûr au Canada, dont la diversité culturelle est d'ailleurs fort bien représentée ici. Cette fierté s'exprimera donc de différentes façons, tantôt ouvertement et avec émotion, tantôt plus discrètement par un simple signe de la tête ou un baiser. Mais croyez-moi, en notre fort intérieur au moins, il n'y a personne parmi nous qui n'ait les larmes aux yeux. On this occasion, in addition to the diplomas and certificates that will be presented to you, we will honor Dr. Zena Suissa and Bruce Manson, two distinguished teachers from the Center for Continuing Education. It is now my pleasure to invite our Principal and Vice Chancellor, Dr. Heather Monroe Bloom, to address some remarks to you as part of this convocation.
Chancellor Pound, Chairman Rabinovich, Provost Massey, Dean Potter, our Special Teaching Award winners, Dr. Zina Zwisa and Mr. Bruce Manson, Special Guest Speaker, Madame Stanton-Jean, distinguished colleagues, friends, graduating class, bonsoir et bienvenue tout le monde. As Principal and Vice Chancellor of McGill University, it is my great pleasure to welcome you here on the front lawns of our beautiful downtown campus. As we begin this very special convocation season, I would like to speak for a moment about our Chancellor. Maître Pound came to McGill as a student athlete in the late 1950s, and really, he has never left us. Chancellor Pound's service to our university over the years has been devoted and distinguished, ranging from teaching to serving as president of the Graduate Society and chair of the Alma Mater Fund to volunteering with McGill athletes. He has been a governor of McGill for almost a quarter of a century, serving as chair of our Board of Governors from 1994 to 1999, and now as chancellor for 10 years. All of this he has accomplished while serving the International Olympic Movement and pursuing a distinguished legal career. Chancellor Pound will step down from 15 years of stunning senior volunteer leadership at the end of this month, and I want to take this opportunity on behalf of the entire McGill community to express our most sincere thanks to you, Chancellor Pound, for your unparalleled service to your alma mater. Graduating class, today is a very special day for you and a proud and happy day for McGill, an occasion to celebrate you and your achievements, and your families and friends, a chance to share in your happiness. Graduating class, as you look at your families and friends here this evening with you, what you see is their look of pride in you, a pride that we all share in what you have accomplished at McGill and in what you will achieve yet as you go throughout your lives. As we celebrate today, I therefore ask the class of 2009 to join with me in expressing your appreciation to your family and friends who have supported you through your time at McGill. As our Chancellor said this evening, as continuing education students, we know that you and your families have made special sacrifices. Most of you have worked especially hard to manage the combined demands of school, work, and family, and I want to pay special tribute to you and to your determination and your commitment. Many of you may be thinking now, nonetheless, about where life will take you next. Nous vivons dans un monde où des membres d'une même famille, des amis et des collègues, peuvent aussi bien vivre dans des pays lointains que dans la même ville, où il est fort probable que votre réussite émane de partenariats avec des gens dont l'origine et l'expérience diffèrent largement des vôtres. The world you go out into with your diploma or certification has been marked by an extraordinary year at the worldwide level, one that has animated our commitment to grappling with the challenges we now all face across the globe. We are called upon to realize quickly a move to a more sustainable relationship with our physical environment, and to do so while simultaneously dealing with vast uncertainty in the economy and in other domains of civil society. These are challenges indeed, but I'm confident that you are up to them and that you will succeed going forward. At McGill, we hope that you have learned to collaborate, not to isolate, to innovate and contribute individually as well as through the collective, and to reflect on who you are and where you can best make a difference. As we face the challenges of our world, we're all dependent on dedicated and creative individuals, leaders, professionals, and citizens, people just like you, our graduating class. We are confident that your time at McGill has exposed you to the richness as well as the complex challenges that characterize the world into which you are stepping today as McGill alums. At McGill, we hope that you have made lasting friendships. We know that you have sought knowledge and learned from the best and brightest students and professors. You have experienced an environment where the pursuit of knowledge is the ultimate goal, where the exchange of ideas, particularly provocative and controversial ideas, is encouraged, where we respect fundamentally freedom of speech and academic freedom. And along with our wonderful freedoms and our good fortune comes a special responsibility to recognize that the privileges that we enjoy of living and studying in a peaceful democracy and prosperous civil society position us to meet social, environmental, and financial challenges that will affect others much more seriously around the world. As we celebrate you this evening and your accomplishments, class of 2009, we also celebrate the Center for Continuing Education. The Center for Continuing Education began as a series of public lectures in 1856 and has continued to help people learn, qualify, and grow throughout their lives. Dean Judith Potter joined McGill at the beginning of this academic year, bringing with her innovative approaches to continuing education and a strong dedication to lifelong learning. Now, under her strong leadership, the Center for Continuing Education is enhancing its commitment to the student experience and to building strong bridges with the community. Class of 2009, we are very proud that this evening you are joining the more than 200,000 living alumni around the world, a roster that includes our chancellor, our chairman, and you, the graduating class. As you leave here today, please undertake to stay in touch with your alma mater. You can be sure that we will stay in touch with you. In closing, remember that you will carry the good name of McGill everywhere you go. Please represent us well. And as you do, three pieces of simple but compelling advice derived from an ancient scholar. Take care of yourself. If you are not for yourself, who will be? Strive to make the world a better place. If you are only for yourself, you will have failed. Don't be afraid to act, to give something back to your community, your profession, your country, and your world. But this evening is a time for celebration. Félicitations à vous tous. Enjoy this evening.
Thank you very much. I now call upon Kevin Callahan, Program Coordinator, English Language Programs, and Associate Dean Alfred Yeager, in turn, to introduce the winners of the awards for distinguished teaching, which will be presented by Principal Heather Monroe Bloom.
Madam Vice Chancellor, it is with great pleasure that I introduce a recipient of this year's Faculty of Education's Distinguished Teaching Award. Working in the Department of English and French Language Programs, I have known Bruce Manson for almost two decades, and my respect for him as an educator and a person has never ceased to grow. The word educate comes from the Latin educare, bring up, rear, educate, which is related to educere, bring out, from ex out, ducere, to lead. And indeed, Bruce's approach to pedagogy is close to this original sense of the word. He brings his students out of themselves and opens them, not just to the English language, but to critical thinking and the love of learning for the sake of learning. Along with language teaching, Bruce and I also share an interest in spirituality and religious worldviews. We've had long esoteric discussions about controversies in Gnosticism, Druids, both ancient and modern, fundamentalisms, and Zen Buddhism. I've come to know that he is not just an excellent teacher, but also a profound person who brings energy, commitment, and encouragement to all his students. I am honored to introduce the recipient of the Distinguished Teaching Award for 2009, Mr. Bruce Manson.
Madam Vice Chancellor, it's a great pleasure to present to you Dr. Zina Suisa, an adjunct professor at the Center for Continuing Education, who is receiving the award for distinguished teaching. Zina Suisa has been an instructor at McGill University for over 10 years, primarily in the Center's Department of Career and Management Studies, where most recently she has been teaching Introduction to Organizational Behavior and Managing Organizational Teams. Dr. Suisa was nominated for this award by her students, a process which occurred this year for the first time via the online Mercury course evaluation system. She brings to her work a familiarity with adult learning which comes from both sides of the lectern, as she herself returned to university to do her PhD more than 10 years after completing her bachelor's and master's degrees. She was also awarded an FCAR grant for her doctoral research. The best accolades for Zina come, however, from her students' comments, and they ring true to those who know her. A magnificent and amazing teacher. She has a real passion for her students. She motivated me to do better. She clearly loves to teach. She really cares about her students, and it shows. She's a fun person and makes it fun to learn. She's a bubble of joy and excitement. This is the first time I attended every class because of the professor. Including my undergrad, the best instructor I've had at McGill. Please join me in congratulating Dr. Zina Suisa on winning the award for distinguished teaching this year.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a special treat in store for you this evening. The convocation address will be delivered by Michelle Stanton-Jean, and I invite Dean Judith Potter to introduce her to you.
Chairman Richard Pound, Principal Heather Monroe Bloom, Chairman Robert Rubinovich, graduates, and guests. Convocation is always a highlight of the year for those of us invested in the world of post-secondary education, as it's a stunning reminder of why we've chosen this field of endeavor. In this spirit, I'm delighted to bring greetings and congratulations to our graduates from the administrative and teaching staff of the Center for Continuing Education. We are so very proud of your accomplishments, and we hope that you will continue your learning journey with us in the future. As this is my first spring convocation since I joined McGill, this evening is particularly special to me, and I'm so happy to share it with you. In considering whom I might recommend as an inspirational convocation speaker for this evening, in particular, an individual who could bring a meaningful message to this group of adult learners, most of whom we know have balanced the role of student with that of employee, partner, parent, caregiver, community member, I could think of no one more appropriate than Michelle Stanton-Jean. Let me share a few of her accomplishments with you before Madame Stanton-Jean addresses us. Michelle Stanton-Jean combines an outstanding record of public service with a deep understanding of and commitment to adult learners and learning. Currently President, Canadian Commission for UNESCO, Michelle Stanton-Jean has held a number of key federal government positions, including Deputy Minister, Health Canada, Under Secretary of State, and Assistant Deputy Minister, Employment and Immigration. In addition, she has contributed hugely to Quebec society through a variety of public service positions in this province. One of our younger members. Michelle Stanton-Jean earned a reputation as a formidable force in the field of adult education in Quebec and in Canada, first as an innovative and caring practitioner, and later as a policymaker. The Jean Commission of the Government of Quebec, for example, produced groundbreaking results that made this province a leader in the country. The values and commitment that grounded Madame Stanton-Jean in this aspect of her career guide her still. In addition, Michelle is herself a wonderful role model as an adult learner, including pursuing a PhD in her so-called retirement. Consistently taking on roles in government and education that stretched her in new directions, Madame Stanton-Jean is an eloquent advocate for continuous learning. Merci d'être avec nous ce soir, Michelle.
Chancellor Richard Pond, Madam Principal and Vice Chancellor, distinguished members of the faculties, chers parents, chers gradués, I'm honored to have been asked to talk to you on this special occasion. Firstly, I would like to congratulate those of you who are graduating today. Graduating is an important milestone in a life. It makes you feel good. It makes you feel like having achieved something very important, very dear to your heart. You must have done a lot of sacrifices, as other speakers have said, to get there. I know that because I've earned most of my degrees as an adult. When I finished my college in Quebec City, I wanted to go to university, but my father said, "You are the eldest of five daughters, no boy, and I do not earn a lot of money, so I want you to start working." I found a job as a journalist earning at that time from $40 to $75 per week. I kept that job for 3 years until I got married and moved to Montreal. After a few years during which I had four children, I decided to go to Montreal University and got a master in history and a master in adult education. Looking at my own experience, you may better understand how I can share your happiness. I know the difficulties of studying while you are working and bringing up children, the difficulties of finding the time to take courses at night or during the weekend, the time to get ready for the exams, the time to write papers often at night or during the night when the kids are sleeping, the anxiety of finding a babysitter because a child is sick, and for some of you, the difficulty of getting adapted to another culture and another language. I know the feeling of asking yourselves if it is worth the price that you have to pay. You and your families must have done a lot of sacrifices to get you there, because getting a degree is often more difficult in circumstances where you are not a full-time student. Even if sometimes we say that adult education, well, all the students, even the full-time, are adult, I think it's different if you are in continuing education. I also know the feeling of joy when you have understood something, the feeling of succeeding in passing a test, the feeling of opening a report card that you are satisfied with. You had a dream for your future. You took the time to take the courses to get the necessary education to realize that dream, and getting the degree was part of it. Your dream comes true today. I am sure that by getting this education, you have learned much more than you expected. Of course, you have learned to meet the requests put on you by the curriculum that you have been following, but you have also learned to think critically, to analyze situations, to explain and to defend your views, to take responsibilities and to discipline yourself. All skills that will help you in the future. Getting an education and obtaining a degree should not be only about pursuing a career and making money, although these goals are honorable, but it's also about being able to help, to contribute to our society and our community. It can also help you to contribute at the international level. From my point of view, learning is one of the most gratifying things in life. It will never disappoint you. It opens new horizons, new fields of interest, and sometimes new friendship. Learning helps you, as it has helped me, to identify your passions. And passion should be the driving force of your life. always try to be passionate about your work and your relationships. At the end of the day, this is the question that you will ask yourself. Have I accomplished what I wanted to accomplish when I was younger and full of hope? And if you're not satisfied with what you are doing, do not hesitate to learn what is needed to pursue another route. Be bold and ready to face new challenges. I have changed jobs many times in my life. I have worked in a college in adult education, chaired an inquiry commission adult education, worked in provincial and federal government, and worked abroad in Brussels and Paris with the European Union, and now with the UNESCO. Everything that I have learned while I was getting my degrees has served me in those different contexts. The world that we live in is getting more and more complex. Therefore, you should not be surprised if each of you will have probably to retrain again 2 or 3 times in your career. Always view that as an opportunity to broaden your knowledge and your understanding of the world. The context we are in is full of power games and competition. Exclusion, discrimination, and intolerance are the daily bread of many. But the world is also full of light and love. You will have to live with these paradoxes. Always try to choose the right causes and never compromise to get a quick reward that you will probably regret afterward. Try to pick a job that you are interested in, and not only, if possible, for the money that it will provide to you. I think that we need two tools to survive in life: utopia and skepticism. Utopia, to always have a vision about the good, about the kind of contribution we can make to ameliorate our personal, national, and global environment. And skepticism, to always be able to ask the right questions and exercise your critical thinking about what you see around you. In concluding, I would like to quote Steve Jobs, co-founder of Apple, who said at a graduation ceremony, "Don't let the noise of others' opinion drown your own inner voice." I repeat, don't let the noise of others' opinion drown your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Félicitations encore une fois et merci beaucoup de votre attention.
Madame Stanton-Jean, it's been an honor for us and our students to have had the privilege to hear some portion of your extraordinary life experiences, and it certainly gives a graphic example of what is possible if you have a real thirst for knowledge. I'm sure that you will have reinforced the decisions of our students this evening to have pursued their studies, and you will inspire them to continue learning throughout the rest of their lives. Encore une fois, mille fois merci d'avoir partagé cette cérémonie avec nous. We are now going to proceed with the conferring of the diplomas and certificates, and I call upon the Provost, Dr. Anthony Mazzi, to commence the formal proceedings. May I say, I know that this is an exciting evening for all of you, so I ask that everybody remain in their seats until the end of the presentation so that everyone else will get the same enjoyment from the evening as you will. It will take only a few moments, and we appreciate your courtesy.
Mr. Chancellor, this evening I am pleased to invite the students graduating from programs in the Center of Continuing Education to come forward for the conferral of their McGill University diplomas and certificates. On a personal note, I'm very pleased as well that my own son will be receiving one of these certificates this evening. For the benefit of the audience, I would like to explain some of McGill University's customs and traditions regarding the sequence for each student as his or her name is called. Each student crossing the stage will be greeted by the chancellor, the principal, or the chairman of the Board of Governors. If the students are to receive a first undergraduate degree, they would remove their mortarboard cap and instead of a handshake, they would be ceremonially capped, usually lightly. Diploma students who already have undergraduate degrees will be wearing, in addition to the graduation gown, also a hood and a mortarboard hat. At center stage, they will shake hands with the university official who greets them. Students receiving a certificate who do not have an undergraduate university degree or higher diploma will be wearing the mortarboard and the formal gown, but without a hood. Once again, at center stage, they will shake hands with the university official who greets them. All students will be given a parchment with the certificate or diploma as they leave the stage. En vertu des pouvoirs qui me sont conférés par le Sénat de l'Université, je déclare que les candidats dont le nom figure sur la liste des diplômés de l'Université McGill, qu'ils soient présents ou absents, ont satisfait aux exigences de leur grade, diplôme ou certificat respectif. By virtue of the powers conferred upon me by the University Senate, I declare that the candidates whose names appear on McGill University's list of graduates, whether they be present or absent, have satisfied the requirements for their respective degrees, diplomas, or certificates. We begin with students receiving graduate diplomas, followed by those receiving undergraduate certificates from each program of study. I now invite Professor James Archibald to present the graduating students and Professor Judith Potter, Dean of the Center for Continuing Education, to distribute the diplomas or certificates. Congratulations to the class of 2009. Thank you. Merci.
Mr. Chancellor, for the Graduate Diploma in Human Resources Management, Miriam Esther Blanco Diaz. Stephanie Edith Sanders. For the Graduate Diploma in Public Relations Management, Marnisa Diano. Sol Inesh Peka. Bridget Ann Peterson. For the Graduate Diploma in Translation, English to French, Michel Dubois. For the Graduate Diploma in Translation in French to English, Natasha Jane Lewis. For the Graduate Diploma in Translation in Spanish to French, Solange Ouellette. For the Graduate Certificate in Accounting Practice, Olivier Meu. Elena Razile. For the Graduate Certificate in E-Business, Seta Karabajan. Ella Wei. For the Graduate Certificate in Healthcare, Asita Aisha Kamara. Daryl William Toms. For the Graduate Certificate in Human Resources Management, Jessica Rivka Espag. Jimmy Haddad. Laurent Vorelli. Yolande Wong. For the Graduate Certificate in Leadership, Fadila Tadili Faris. Jason Alexander Ullman. For the graduate certificate in marketing, German Elias Garzon. Louise Scanlon. Juan Bernardo Soto Irigoyen. For the graduate certificate in operations management, Jose Carlos Alvarado Sainos. Barry Martin. For the graduate certificate in public relations management, Shushan Karapetyan. For the graduate certificate in treasury finance, Pierre-Yves Cadot. Christian George Dobrinescu. Johnny Morris Kerus. Nadia Oketokun. For the Diploma in Accounting, Catherine Davies. Hassan El Sagir. Wei Jing Wang Fu. Dorina Iliuta. Hua Jiang. Tahidun Nobi Khan. Ryan Nicholas Flazanis. Hong Ling Liu. Su Juan Liu, also receiving a diploma in management. Wendy Matthews. Fatih Naguib, Dean's Honor List. Hamidressa Rasgui Fahim. Sarlina Ratantiran. Avram Jesse Rosenblatt. Mohammed Farouk Shad. Cosman Aurelian Stankulete. Antonia Chmil. Phuong Lan Trang. Jan Kin Cha. Cheng Chang. Ting Chu, Dean's Honor List. For the Diploma in Information Technology, Matthew Richard Adler, Dean's Honor List. Nova Lee Murphy. For the Diploma in Management in E-Commerce, Carl Antaki. Madam Vice Chancellor, for the Diploma in Management in General Management, Orlando Saeed Baiter. Monica Andrea Duquara. Anthony Francis. Karina Gabriela Yordache. Leong Lee. Mani Mesagrapur Tusi. Alexandru Vlad Tjok. Antonia Tsonis. For the Diploma in Management in Healthcare, Reem Adel Ali. Janie Desroches, Dean's Honor List. Grace Sanbar. McPhee Yang. Manzar El Harake. For the Diploma in Management in International Business, Saiful Ahmed. Yi Mao, New America Transit Prize. Alexandre Cameron McCraw. Rafael de Jesus Surmai. Monica Angela Ujaki Zanakan. For the Diploma in Management in Leadership, Rance Linger. Akram Antoine Saidi. For the Diploma in Management in Marketing, Andrea Black. Charles Kennedy. Su Juan Liu, also receiving a diploma in accounting. Ahmed El Khoury. Tanya Gabriel Gonzalez Mendez. Maria del Pilar Mora. Nadia Shortino. For the Diploma in Management in Operations Management, Jin Lin. For the Diploma in Management in Taxation, Yandong Situ Carswell Prize. For the Diploma in Management in Treasury Finance, Jeffrey Seidel, American Express Prize in Management, Treasury Finance. Alexandra Charishdak, also receiving a certificate in management. Claudia Foster. Adisu Degu Jera Mehedin, also receiving a certificate in management. Debbie Raquel Safir. Oliana Sanu. For the Certificate in Health and Social Services Management, Sherry Behari. Amalia Christodopoulos. Joanne Dugas. Victoria Reyes. For the Certificate in Human Resources Management, Kayem Adu Arthur. Febrina Realdani Arifin. Melissa Jane Bois. Harpeet Kaur Brar. Rosemary Donovan. Robert Azer. Michelle Feder, Honda St. Rose Award Dean's Honor List. Bit Oi Fong. Isabelle Grou. Sandra Catherine Hamlin. Stéphane Hetz. Anne Patricia Jack. Marc-Antoine Pinault, Honda St. Rose Award, Dean's Honor List. Lisiane Sévigny. Lynn Slawaska. Honda St. Rose Award, Dean's Honor List. Robert Smith. Julie Helena Maureen Stagg. Stefania Tucci. Erica Randy Ungar. For the Certificate in Logistics Management, Marc Dion. Leonardo Barreto Fonseca. Carolina Judith Vergara, Dean's Honor List. For the Certificate in Management, Arthur Charisma Caro. Edmundo Cuellar. Mitra Novin. Tao Li. Joanna Safi. Nabil Tufail, also receiving a certificate in marketing. For the certificate in marketing, Martin Paul Arts. For the certificate in public relations, Kathleen Claire Duplessis. Mr. Chair. Rita Kosefei. Elodie Sonia Larrivée-Magny. Claudine Leblanc. Alessandro Delano Massi. Sarah Shukri, Dean's Honor List. Jamil Zakut. For the Certificate in Public Relations Management, Vito Casota. Adrian Foster, Dean's Honor List. Neil Griffiths, Dean's Honor List. Adriana Radoy. For the Certificate in Risk Management, Daniel Brown. Lise Côté, Bernard J. Finestone Prize in General Insurance. André Anne Gagné, Bernard J. Finestone Prize in General Insurance. Wai Kit Tong. For the Certificate in Systems Analysis and Design, Ruba Garbia. For the Certificate in Translation in English to French, Parissa Giannopoulos. Anne-Marie Poirier. For the Certificate in Translation in French English to Spanish, Rita del Pilar Palma Fuentes. Elisa Rivero Vázquez, Dean's Honor List. Fernanda Villamajo. For the Certificate in Translation in French to English, Leon Jean Rejambal. Maria Victoria Taeza. Barry Webster. For the Certificate in Translation in Spanish to English, Raquel Silvia Dulevich. Elena Olga Negron Rosas. Ricardo Varsi. For the certificate in translation in Spanish to French, Suzanne Lheureux, Dean's Honor List. For the certificate in transport and logistics, Jane Ama Agre. Sushana Feng, Dean's Honor List. Syed Mohammed Musawi. Teresa Neves. For the Certificate of Proficiency English for Professional Communication Program, Radwan El Hamri. Mariana Gatica. Hale Hamidi. Titu Van Huynh. Amani Mohammed Ahmahoud. Céline Martel. Gustavo Medrano. Ahmed Mezri. Diana Beatrice Mina. Veronique Perez. Marilu Rojas. And Mustafa Saudi. George Gasha Teano. Samir Tituna. For the Certificate of Proficiency in English, Zahra Bagheri. Adriana Patricia Bocanegra Arango, Dean's Honor List. Andrea Pilar Cabrera Rojas. Ekeren Dilimulati. Ekue Muasi Foli Tulan. Enrique Odilio Fuertes Luis. Shanshan Liu. Julien Alexis Mazeas. Pascal Nujem, Dean's Honor List. Maria Novikova. Yasmin Tazi. Silvia Valetti, Dean's Honor List. Shaolin Wang. Kang Chu. Huabo Zhu. Jingchuan Zhu. For the Certificate of Proficiency French for Professional Communication, Liliana Koltz, Dean's Honor List. Groya Maela Meniz Patino. For the Certificate of Proficiency in French, Jennifer Josephine Chadwick. Carla Berenice Padilla Sasueta. For the Certificate of Proficiency in Spanish, Mireille Gadbois. Bernadette Raphael, Dean's Honor List. Roman Kisner.
In my capacity as Chancellor of McGill University, I declare and confirm that each of you is now entitled to the distinction of the diploma or certificate that has been conferred upon you by the university today, with all of the honors, rights, privileges, and responsibilities appurtenant thereto. Congratulations. Of the audience will please rise. I call upon Joanne Pelche, Secretary General of the University, to pronounce the benediction.
Go now in peace to share the gift of knowledge that has been entrusted to you. May this university and all its graduates be diligent in the free and honest pursuit of truth for the benefit of all. We come from and return to many lands in humility and hope. May we continue in friendship and grow in solidarity and wisdom, and may you be blessed all of your days.
Through Back to 51.